cold right out of a clear sky. I had an old farmer telling me I was picking his grove one time. He'd come down here from South Carolina. Of course, he was living with his brother. His brother had a grove. He said they'd gotten a wagon and went to town, went in their shirt sleeves. And before they got home that night, they about to freeze to death. So they set up all night, and the next morning, oranges were just hard as ice all over. Every one of them just hard as a rock. Of course, it killed the trees back down to the roots. After very few trees escaped getting killed. It probably wasn't any colder than it was this past winter, but the trees were dormant. And therefore the cold didn't hurt that bad.
Did you just freeze oranges on the tree?
Yeah. Of course, it done a lot of damage to oranges this year, but it didn't do too much damage to the trees. And some of the trees are, when the small wood gets hurt on a tree, then you don't have no crop the next year. But when the big wood gets hurt, it's 2 or 3 years before you have any crop. If the tree gets killed in the ground, you've got to graft them back up with different, some graft wood that you found somewhere. They orange is made up out of a bunch of little cells. And when those cells ice, there again, if it gets hot right quick, they'll bust. If it stays cold, gradually warms up, they have a tendency to, sometimes they thaw out without busting the cell. But if that cell bursts, you just ain't got no juice in it. And most of the time they'll freeze from the top. So a lot of the oranges that pick this year after the freeze, some of them didn't have any juice for an inch at the top, and some of them didn't have no juice. Some of them froze the whole orange. I mean, the whole orange dried out, didn't have none before. But a lot of them, if they wasn't froze over a third of the way down, they went ahead and picked them and took them to the juice plant. Back before we had the concentrate and juice when everything was fresh fruit, they wouldn't let you ship fruit during the time it was thawing out. But now they'll juice it during the time it's thawing out. They got something put in there that, while it's thawing out, it kind of ferments. And it'll upset your stomach. But the boys found some kind of chemical that they put in that offset there. So they just never did stop. Actually, they got in a bigger hurry than they would have otherwise to try to get it off the tree. So they just, most of the time, it cost them more money because they say a trailer load to put 600 boxes on, get to the juice plant, they'd have about 450 equivalent boxes of juice. So they'll get more for the juice because juice is scarcer, but on the other hand, it costs them more to pick it and merchant.
That is still okay to eat?
Yep. What juice is in there is good. Now during the time it's thawing out, I wouldn't pick one off the tree and eat it. One might not hurt you, but two or three of them probably upset your stomach. Apparently they don't. As I said, they put something in there that counteracts that and goes ahead and put it in concentrate and it's all right.
Did you have anything like snow or anything this morning?
Yeah, there was probably more snow in Florida this winter than there had been since I've been keeping records. I've seen snow before several times, but that snow that come in across the Gulf, we didn't get just enough to stick to the top of the car, but if the bulk of the snowstorm come in south of here, that one, and it's around Dade City, which is about 45 miles southwest of here, they had about an inch, and they said it's Cypress Garden, which is about 50 miles south of here, they had about 2 inches.